Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Neil, thanks for joining us. How proud of that second half performance are you?
I know people aren't going everywhere I say on the radio, but if I'm ever going to die, I want to die on the football field because it's a range of emotions. It's the best feeling in the world at times and the worst feeling in the world at times. And it's just, it's such a roller coaster. You know, I'm so proud. I'm so proud. And, you know, if anybody did doubt us, and they're always going to be in football, but you've just got to look at what they're given. And if they're not behind me, God help anyone when they do get behind me, because that squad in there are brilliant. And listen, you've got to congratulate Radcliffe. They've held the nerve, they've held the bottle, and we haven't. But, you know, if we can produce that over the course of the next 5 months, we'll be all right. We'll be absolutely all right. And we don't take anything for granted. As low as Tuesday night was, tonight, so you feel a bit low because you've got heartbeat on penalties, James. But, you know, I certainly won't turn on that group in there. They've been fantastic today.
In particular, what was the difference in the second half in the way the team played?
Just belief, hunger, energy. You know, don't beat yourself up when you make mistakes. You know, people might look at stats. It's the first time we've come from behind this season, you know, against the best side in the league. Let's not make no bones about it, the best side in the league. And they've held the nerve and they've gone through. And you've got to say, well, but it was belief and the preparation work we'd done into this game. And we showed a video before the game, and it was about looking yourself in the mirror, you know, and having heart as the lions. And I said at half-time, you know, look yourself in the mirror before you go out. And if we're going to get beat, make sure we go out, get beat, you know, having a go and having a real go. And you could see they had a go, and there was massive belief in there. And, you know, we needed the goals at the right times. The substitutions were great, but it just wasn't to be, James.
So let's look at the second Radcliffe goal. There's a few. We've looked at the replay. In our view, looking at it, I'm sure you'll be shown it, is that the ball looks as though it probably was just out, but for a split second. Also, Jordan Hume's hand goes right up, and again, it looks as though he may have touched it. We can't be certain, but what was yours and one of the players' view of that?
It's hard, because the whole stadium stopped when it went out. And I spoke to Duds, and he said it went out of play.
But is that player should play to the whistle, though?
Yeah, they should, but he stopped, and they realised he didn't carry on. The bench said it went out of play. James, if I turn up for work and I don't do my job properly, I get criticised. And half time, I wasn't ranting and raving. I said to the linesman, this job's hard enough. You know, but you're looking across field of play. You can see that's gone out. And if you can't, then it's time to take another sport up, because that's not acceptable. Yes, he's made the mistake, and after that we can bemoan it, but we've got back in, haven't we, and we've given a really good account of ourselves.
And how happy are you with the very makeshift defence? Early on, maybe a little uncertain, warmed into the game?
You know, to let fans know, Jan Pullincast will be having a scan on Monday. We know what the news is going to come back. We fear the worst. We know he's desperate for an operation. You know, we've got to carry on. We know we've got Curtis Jones out for 2 or 3 weeks. We had a centre-half sat in the stands today. He potentially is joining us next week. But we know we're really thin. But, you know, you look at Charlie and Charlie, I thought they were absolutely superb. You know, second half, some of the blocks that Munro put in and read the game. And listen, you're asking lads to step up, and when they go over the line, you know, do your jobs. And they did the job superbly well. Guy Hall, and probably the introduction of Jay just gave it a little bit more. But I thought Donners and Griffiths would... unbelievable, you know, and then in front of that, but we just didn't stop. We didn't stop, and it was really pleasing to be honest. The way we didn't stop.
Well, yeah, we just gave Donoghue player of the match. Probably edged it over because he scored, of course. But I thought they were both. And that goal, which of course everybody's waiting for the pass, and he sees something, doesn't he?
I mean, he was excellent, weren't he? You know, was it a Terry Butcher moment when he's got his head banned and he went up a gear? But, you know, he did, and that's what Michael Donoghue brings. And the lads have got to realise that when you've got Michael Donoghue, Luke Griffiths, Charlie Moore, whoever they are, they're all fantastic players, and we shouldn't be losing games of football in some of the manners that we have done this season. We've got to take that. Yes, there's confidence, and yes, there's belief, and yes, there's teams going up a level against us, but we've got to have that desire and that energy that we've shown today, because we know Macclesfield, I sound like a broken record, you know, Macclesfield, South Shields, Radcliffe today. We can give a good account of ourselves when we want, but we've got to turn that consistently now. And there's no one who wants to do that more than us, you know, than us. And that's pleasing, James.
So Hyde next, they're in good form. What sort of game are you expecting that to be here next Saturday?
You know, before I get to Hyde, and I mentioned to Ben before the game, and then, you know, if people do listen in, I'll explain a few things. I didn't realise how low I looked on Tuesday in the interview after the game. I also didn't realise how many friends or colleagues you've got out there, because Wednesday morning my phone was red hot, text message, phone calls of support, don't quit, good manager, blah, 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 don't let him beat you. In particular, Anthony Johnson and Bernard Morley, you know, they're really two of my best mates, you know, in football. But it wasn't about football winning today. They've had my back all week. And as a manager, you sometimes look at it, it's a lonely place when you get beat, but there's a real belief out there in the football network that no one wants to see anybody else fail. But, you know, I'm not expecting other managers to listen to this interview, but I've had so much support. And today, you know, after around the ground, and, you know, quitting was never an option for me. I hate losing. I hate losing more than anybody. And I'm sorry if I sounded down. You know, my mum slapped me across the chops on Wednesday. If your dad was still here, he'd give you a real whack, pick your head up. And I thought to myself, yeah, you know, it's football at the end of the day. But, you know, the support I've had, from the fans as well. It was not all doom and gloom from the fans. You know, it went a long way, and I think that transpired onto the pitch this afternoon.
Definitely. So, having said that, Hyde next. And yeah. What sort of game are you expecting?
Another tough game. Another side that are going to come here. Manchester Derby. You know, they're coming in numbers. But, you know, it's the start of a great 48 hours for us, you know. We're going to spend a lot of time in each other's company next week. We've got Hyde. We're training Thursday. We've got Hyde. And then we're meeting each other at the airport, and away we go to Krakow. So, you know, we certainly don't want to get on that plane on the back of a negative performance. But we have shown, James, we have shown that, yes, they're a young group, and yes, they will dip, you know, in and out of form. But they're such a good group, and that's why we keep doing what we're doing with them. And if they can turn that on that they've turned on today, then they're going to give Hyde a really good game next week. But Hyde have got loads of quality. But I believe we've got more.
Well, you must, after that second half performance, you can give a game to anyone in the division.
I give false hopes to people when I talk about playoffs. I'm not 5 points outside wherever we are, James, because if I had a good performance or a bad one against Atherton, that group in there are a really, really talented group. So we'll just keep chipping away, and hopefully, you know, we pick up points along the way and put up really pleasing performances and keep smiles on people's faces, because for all those part, there's nothing better than when you hear it that way in the second half today.